Of the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information. And with me today is Dr. Lorna Thompson of the Core Curriculum Unit, of course, the Math Specialist, and I am, of course, the Drama Officer with responsibility in the Core Curriculum Unit as well. So, Lorna,
yes.
Let us look again at our little case scenario.
Yes.
And let us try to examine what is really the problem in this scenario.
I think the main problem, John, is communication. Wanting to talk about the things that they could do to help them in order to have a comfortable way of living and coping.
Right. Now, one of the things that we want to look at is the fact that this is a real made-up situation. We are now experiencing this change, and all of our students are home, and they have to be learning in a new way and coping. And for a lot of our students and parents, you know, it's a real stressful time. So is it fair to say then that this scenario really expresses the truth of what some of our students might be experiencing?
It is. It's the reality. Okay, you're in lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
You're home. You're not able to talk with your friends, you know,
face to face,
to go outside, to, you know, climb because maybe the places don't have any space to climb.
Well, that's well, here in Kingston.
Yeah.
But of course, you have our children who are all over Jamaica.
Right.
And although they might have yard spaces, you know, trees and some space that they can roam, you find that it's still a little bit of a difficult time. They're forced to see nobody but mommy and daddy, auntie and uncle,
their
siblings. And it's, you know, everybody
no one
kind of
visiting.
So, what are some of the issues that you see really coming out from the scenario?
They need to find something or to get engaged in activities that they can do with outside of others.
Like,
not for instance, when we're growing up, you know, we usually play a lot of indoor games, right? Creative games. Then you know the one about animals who come to buy gold.
Oh, yeah. I was saying that the other night.
Yes. You know, so if you're in the right, or to some land, or if you don't have that, maybe you're fine. I don't sleep in the house. Yes. So there are things that you can do, or you can come to text their friends. You know, when I was coming around, I was thinking, even though it's out in the country, you know, if you go outside in the yard, you're not able to talk and echo your voice, echo, and you can talk to your neighbor, and you can talk to her in the valley.
A lot of people echo.
Yeah.
Because really, in very, very simple activities, you can find a lot of things coming out and opportunities for the students to learn and to engage in a new way, and in a different way. So that's why this series is important. We call this series, this episode rather, Connecting the Dots. So when you think of connecting the dots across the curriculum, what are some of the things that come to your mind?
A pass on TikTok.
Our TikTok, which is not
I'm thinking, you know, the 21st century, right?
So for the purpose of this,
for the audience, is there are four of them.
Okay.
The ability to communicate, in the written form or the spoken form.
Yeah.
The ability to collaborate with others.
Right.
The ability to think critically and to think creatively. And you know, we are Jamaicans. Don't talk about that creativity. We have that.
Oh man.
So, you know, to try to use to pour the brain so that, you know, you're thinking outside of the box and thinking creatively that, you know, I can solve this way instead of the normal run of the mill.
So we call these 21st century skills well, in the municipality case, I'm working for them as the four C's.
Yes,
that's the collaboration, creativity, communication, and critical thinking.
Right.
So if we should go back to our case scenario, and we are looking at what the real problem is in the situation.
They're not talking.
Communication is that the real problem here.
Yes, they're not sharing that. What's the real thing? What is it causing the problem? What can we do to help ourselves so we can be happy again? We don't have to be outside alone to be happy.
That's true. All right. So I'm glad you said that, Lorna. Tell me something. In the core curriculum unit, where we are responsible for curriculum, would you say that the issue of communication could be highlighted in every single discipline?
Oh, yes. Especially in
my
You must talk the math before you write the math.
Nobody
taught me to talk the math. What do you know about
Okay, that's three sides.
Apart from that, where is this thing? Triangle.
Yeah.
And you know about the Bermuda Triangle?
I don't know. My handbag is like the Bermuda Triangle.
You have those things that you can think about and do before you start writing casually.
Okay. So in other words, I hear you saying that we can use things in our environment, things in our surroundings, to start picking up on the conversation of our subject areas.
Oh,
right?
Yes.
Wonderful. So it is very... We could look back at the scenario and say to Tommy and Jade, then that they could pick up on things in and around their house and their yard and try to speak the language of mathematics.
Yes, ma'am. Because see, the drama is in mathematics, you know.
I'm the drama officer. Tell me how drama is in mathematics.
I can act out, you know, moving function. Even the singing of a song, right? Even the like the forge, the four corners of a square.
Come on, Nyan.
When we talk about that, you know, that corner, 90 degrees, right angle. Come on. And I'm a square, I love the square, I have four sides, they're all the same. Come on, Nyan. We can talk, we can dramatize, we can act it out. If you're running out, your family, you can use your body to
perform.
All
right, so that was communication. What about collaboration?
Wow. It was really, you don't have to teach others to talk with you. We have been over there. And they love their texting and audio, they're sending across messages. They can still talk to their friends. They can use that same mode of communication to talk the math, to talk the English,
and
to do the drama.
So remember, one of the things that Tommy and Jade realized from the conversation is that Nikki and Paul, their cousins, were having the same situation, the same challenge. They could work together, both Nikki, Paul, and Tommy and Jade, to come up with a new way of helping each other to learn, to engage, to understand exactly what is happening in their families around them. All right, so what about critical thinking?
When you say you're thinking out of the box,
what does that mean?
You don't have to have the same old thing like what everybody is
talking
about. Right? So you want to ensure that you are able to say, okay, we normally say, to the content, and I want to do our three times here. And look at it, this is my finger. My finger has three segments. One, two, three. So here we go. This is 3, 1, 3. 3, 2, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm looking there. So instead of going to the timetable on the book, the exercise bookmark to get me that, I can find other ways. All things are coming.
Three.
I'm a boring go.
Wonderful. And of course, there is creativity. The more you think, the more creative you become. So basically, The problem we are finding in this scenario is that Jada and Tommy are not engaged. They're not engaging their 21st century learning skills, which we call the 4 C's. They're not communicating. They're not collaborating. They're not thinking critically. And they are certainly not being creative, especially when it comes to the academic.
They don't know what to do before, you know, to talk with their friends or to, you know. Not
is that we are able to do this easily right across the curriculum in all subject disciplines. We are able to use language, and we can use music, and we can use HSLE, and we can use education, and we can use all of them. And we just take out the experiences that the children are having, and the teachers are having, and be able to use them in a way so that understanding is new and fresh and interesting and deep and fun. So our greatest encouragement to our teachers is that as you go through this season and go through this time, is to create an atmosphere with your students where you are connecting with that, where they are able to pick up one thing from this discipline and another thing from this discipline and see how they connect their
Wonderful.
Okay. All right. So that is our encouragement. That when persons look at this case scenario, that they see that certain things are missing and how they can use these things to get the students to connect with us and learn in a new and fun and exciting way. All right. So what I want everybody to take away from this is that this is not finished. We have not finished unearthing all we can about this case. This is only part one of this series. And I'm going to continue. And I'm going to just give the question to persons out there, teachers listening, can go to our Edmodo space or Edmodo space and try to answer and probe this question. And the next question is going to be, how can the problem be solved? All right? So that's their assignment. Go to the Edmodo space and tell me, how can the problem be solved?
And problem be solved. Oh, way of life.
Okay, it was fun talking to you, Lionel.
Thank you, dear.
Next time, I'm going to say bye.